And welcome back to Stagg Field here on the campus of the University of Chicago, where the University of Chicago women's soccer team is defeating Concordia University of Wisconsin by a score of 2-0. And Sergio, as we talked about, their 2-0 lead for the Maroons against this particular team might be too much for Concordia to overcome, as, again, they're in their third game, and through two full games and a first half, they have yet to tally a goal.
Well, that is the beautiful of this game. Doesn't matter two games after or before what happened, you can score at least one goal and reduce that advantage that the Maroons already have it. Let's do an easy recap. The first goal was made by Gina McKinney at minute 38, and then Katie Jasimczyk, with 1 minute 15 seconds remaining, do the second one, that it was like a nail over the coffin.
Kind of, in effect, you're right. It really puts the Falcons in a deep hole here, and so they're going to have to dig deep down. I think they're fine. They're a fine defensive club.
Yeah.
I mean, their first game they lost 1-0. Second game it was a scoreless tie, so they've held. I'm not going to say they've. You know, they're only within two here, but again, it's the offensive part where they need to pick it up. So let's see what type of adjustments they've made. For the Maroons, me personally, Sergio, I think it's step the foot on the gas pedal.
Well, let's see how it goes, because they are so good. And now we can see the Maroons will be attacking from right to left, using the white shorts and stockings on white, with a little, just, I don't know, like triangles on the back with a, what is, purple? No, it's not purple. It's
maroon.
Maroon, yeah.
That's why they're the Maroons.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, so we're going to get to know, who is that, number 23 for?
It's the Stars.
The Falcons.
Yeah, well,
that is the closest player to us, so we might be able to report on her whereabouts as this game goes along.
Yeah, and you can see.
As we can see her number.
And you can see now the Maroons is being more conservative, taking more time to recover the ball, and is taking control by the defenders, losing the pass in the middle. And now the Falcons is taking advantage. Number three, it's making a recovery more open, wisely, try to connect with number four, that is Beta. Beta miscommunicate with Calamari. And now you can see, the Falcons trying to launch number 23. That is not too easy to get it, the connection. But finally, the Falcons is crossing midfield, and there is a foul by the number two for the Maroons. That Watkins doing the foul in the midfield, and it's going to take over for the Falcons. Just 5 yards crossing midfield. I can see the number, so I can tell you. Number 27 launches the ball. First time that I see Donovan grabbing the ball. Well, it's the second time, right? They grab it with the bread of basket, the basket of bread.
The bread basket.
Yeah.
You're almost right on there.
Yeah, and there is a foul over Calamari just in the midfield, in the circle of the midfield. Number 27 taking the hit, if you want to call it like that, or the foul. And now it's going to take charge Pebbles from the Maroons. And you can hear start blowing the wind.
Yeah, we have this game. We instituted a crowd microphone right up top here, and you're starting to hear that wind blow into that microphone.
Ooh, what a shot by Calamari! Just goes so far for the goalie. Ortiz, she only watched the ball going outside, closer, but not close enough. It's still 2-0, 42 minutes remaining on this game, this soccer game. And now finally see the Falcons doing a breakaway, but the intention, it was good, but not accurate. And now the Maroons taking advantage by Calamari. Calamari opens. They have 3 touches in a row. Calamari is like the commander-in-chief on this team. He's the key of the offensive. And here we go with the defender, number 18, with a shot. It was so much easy control by Ortiz, and the shot was Madison Navarro. Oh, no, he's number 16. So sorry. Carly Cargill doing the shot by the Maroons. Now the Maroons is taking the right side, sending the center to the middle to number 4. Tried to do a connection with Calamari. That is an offside. The play doesn't count. It was amazing. Trying to do in the first touch pass with Vera, trying to reach Calamari. Unfortunately for the Maroons' intention, it was an offside. And Vera almost get it, recovering the ball, putting in trouble to the Falcons that finally get into the in. There is the number 23 for the Falcons, doing an amazing job. Allison with the movement. Unfortunately for the intention of the Falcons, the number 3. Moore recovered by the Maroons, touching to number 12, open side by side the field. And here we go. The Maroons try to do a connection once again with the number 3, that she started the offensive. Olivero will be throwing. No, Olivero, says the referee, she was the last person to touch the ball and giving the ball to the Falcons. Falcons throw in. You can see now how complicated are the situation for the Falcons, because the Maroons is playing so well so far, defending and doing the transition. Calamari just barely touched it with the head, doing an out to pass. Let's see if how they get it there, recover it, put in a lot of pressure, going in with a lot of persistence against two. The ball is in the box. Unfortunately for the intention of the Maroons, they clear away by the Falcons. Falcons try to give him some breathe, and now they have an opportunity to break away. Four against two for the Falcons. Doing the skills, doing the dribble, almost get there. But intention for the Falcons, it was stopped by the defender. If I'm correct, it would be Carly, number 16. It was down over there. Now, here goes the Maroons. Oh, my God. Number 7, go to the field. The Falcons is in the box. They have the chances to shot the first shot of the second half.
Yeah, that's a good sign for the Falcons that they were actually able to generate some offense there and get a, you know, at least a shot attempt.
Yes, and now Donovan is going to have a kickoff. Here comes the kickoff. Center easily by the number 3 opens to number 12 by number 2. That is Watkins. Watkins reaches on the right side of the field to number 4. Number 4 is in the box. Center to number 27, Calamari, with a put leg. Oh, so show off. Come on, girl. You can stop it, and then doing a good control and shooting. Number 7 chasing the ball, Sydney. And now, finally, the Falcons recover the ball, but the pressure of the Maroons is so much. Number 10 running, Oliveiro, tried to reach the ball. They get it on the left side. Do the connection with the number 2. Going back, center to Calamari. Calamari, oh, they can't get it.
Just out of reach.
Yeah, that was tricky because she jumps and left the foot, and the ball's going between the arm and the leg, and they can control it in the box. But you can see the Maroons is knocking the door so hard, and I can guarantee if they continue with this pressure, we'll be having some results on the score. The Falcons try to get the ball. Unfortunately, the Maroons have two strong blocks to contend all the intentions for leaving or relieving the pressure that the Maroons is doing every time. The Falcons have two blocks of defenders. And you can see now how the Maroons, by the conduct of number 12, is recovering the ball. Watkins recovering the ball. And now you can see how they pull in the shirt. And there is a foul, call it.
Yeah,
there is a lot of frustration.
Yep.
The foul received by Moore, bravely and fastly covered by number 7, taking advantage, doing like a surprise play. I can see who is in deep, getting into the field, into the box, and the balls continue, but they're clear away. The number 3 has the chance to shoot. No, they stop it moving forward. There is a foul over there, and the Maroons has a good chance to cover that shot. If I'm not mistaken, it will be Calamari who take that shot.
Yep.
That is almost in the center. Could be like 5 yards far from the center. And it's going to put it on trouble to Ortiz. They set in a wall with 5 problems. And they're getting a surprise shot on Farley.
Oh.
Number 12 just sending to the ball straight to the position of Ortiz. And there was a second call. I was waiting. They stopped McKinley, that she already scored on the first half.
Yeah, she had an opportunity there to get her second of the game.
Yep. McKinley tried to get the goal. Unfortunately for the Maroons, go the ball straight to Ortiz. Ortiz doesn't do anything at all, just giving one step to the right and stop it. Grab the ball and now giving the opportunity to the Falcons that making a move to try to reduce the advantage. That is two. Lucky for the Falcons, the goalkeeper, Ortiz, is showing some really good skills. Mm-hmm. Other way, believe me, this game will be like 5-0 at this moment.
Yeah, I think she's played pretty well in that, all things considered. I know one of the coaches was having a discussion with her at the end of that first half, probably talking about that second goal and positioning. But, you know, overall, I thought she's had a fairly strong game in net.
Yeah, that's true. And now the Maroons is holding the box. The balls just go out. And Ortiz will have the kickoff. She's taking a lot of time.
Yes, she is.
But what else you can do expect on that situation, right? So let's see how it goes. They send into the middle, recovery, and now the Falcons has a chance to build an opportunity to transition from defending to offensive. They have the player number 23 on the right side. Nobody see it. The Bulls try to get there. Unfortunately, they go into the left side. It's going to be complicated because it's only four players for the Falcons, defending six into the box, taken away. And now the Falcons, oh, the ref is in the middle. Ref, come on. And here comes a breakaway generated by number 12 that she already scores in the first half. That is McKinney, Gina McKinney. And Gina lost the ball, number 7 recovered. Now Gina has been in all the part of the field, given to number 3. That is Moore. Moore doing the connection with Calamari. Calamari open wisely. Send the ball deep, deep into the middle. And this is a chance with the shot. Oh, straight to the goalkeeper. That is Ortiz. What a performance so far for Ortiz. A boy in more goals getting into. And the Maroons is knocking really hard.
They are.
To increase the advantage. Number 3, Moore. Send it back. Open so wisely to number 18.
Yeah, that was a fortunate set of circumstances there for the Maroons with the referee getting in the way.
Yeah.
And that caused almost a breakout for the Maroons.
That is a bad luck, unfortunately.
For the Falcons.
Yeah. But the Maroons is taking a lot of pressure. Now it's going to take pressure over Ortiz. Ortiz just grabbed the ball, start running, let it bound the ball, kick off, and split the ball. Just 3/4 of the fall. Calamari send it to the front, and now they're clear away by the Falcons. The Falcons has this opportunity. Unfortunately, number 16 getting into the middle. Whitley Cargley sending to the number 12. Too far, and so good. Ortiz is on the right spot at the right moment, trying to cut in that opportunity. But it's the same history repeating. Just splitting the ball. The Maroons is well put it in the middle. A wall that you can go in. And now to the right side, center by the Maroons. Almost there. Oh! Ortiz barely touches, stealing the possibility to give it a headed by the Maroons and save it with a lot of luck. We say that a goalkeeper without luck is not a goalkeeper. And the Maroons is building another opportunity. Number 12, they're ready. McKenzie with the shot. Yes, indeed. The second one by Jenna McKinney at the minute 33. Almost there. My God. 3-0.
Right person, right spot, right time. How about that, Sergio? Second goal of the game.
But it was knocking so hard. Lucky for the Falcons, Ortiz on that center, she really just touched it with the fingertips, avoiding the header from the offensive of the Maroons. On the second play, McKinley with a beautiful turnover and the shot nearest to the right post, making impossible to get to the goaltender. And now the score is 3-0. Let's see if McKinney, they already have 2 goals, could do a hat trick.
So anything's possible.
Now we're waiting for the referee. He's checking over one player. Maybe, I'm not really sure, they had a hit on the head. And there he was asking, yeah, she's touching the back of the head. Everything is set up, ready. And the Falcons has another nail on the coffin. It's going to be so much complicated. This score shows what is the reality from the Maroons. They are playing so good. generating a lot of offensive plays and transforming in goals. And you can see the Falcons is struggling to get that connection. It's 2-4, that is not too easy for the Falcons. And you can see how easily the Maroons stole the ball, and now they're doing the transition smoothly from defending to attacking by the number two. He's walking, or really running a lot of space by the number two for the Maroons. And now she got the opportunity, sending to the box to Calamari. Calamari send it to number three. This is a chance to get a good shot. There is a good intention by the number three, Moore. Unfortunately, they don't get it, the ball into the final destination. Hannah Hutkins was that player that running so fast. Believe me, this game is moving so fast at this moment. And you can see now the Maroons building an impossible wall to get in. The defenders, right? What? Why Watkins doesn't go for that ball? Launches the Falcons, now number three, Moore, to Watkins. Watkins sending back the ball to the number 18, 16. That is Cargley. Cargley continue with the ball, try to do the dribble, complicated. Now doing the effort to recover the ball inside the box, and they clear away for the Hawks. This is a great chance. Number 14, what happens over there? They give him the advantage for the Maroons.
A little game of leapfrog going on right there, Sergio.
Yeah, it was a foul, but the referee let him go. They continue playing.
I think he gave her points for creativity. So.
Yeah, that's true. But remember, that hits the stuff of the game because they think they are making fun of the defender. Let's see how they react. The Maroons is taking over control and sending the ball too much easy for number two, Hutkins, to Calamari. Calamari. Seeing number four pointing where she wants the ball. They send it into the box. Number four is into the box center. And it's a beautiful shot and a beautiful goal. 4-0. Adriana Vera with an effect. I don't know if it was a center or a shot. But on 4-4, she jumped on the bad moment. And we have three substitution. But remember,
that's
Adriana
her third
Vera.
Goal of the season. She had third goal. She was the leading goal scorer going into this with two goals. So third goal of the season now.
Leaving the field for the Maroons, number two, Hutkins, number 32. That is Katy Sadera. And in a moment, I tell you who get in. If I'm not misconfused, number 26, Madori Speaker. It's on the field. And Gervier, I think Gervier is on the field.
Gervier.
Well, actually, technically, it's French.
It's Gervier. Right? We have a pronunciation.
Gervier, monsieur, excusez-moi.
There you go. Showing off.
No. Let's go. Let's move with Calamari with the ball and the possession. Giving the ball to number nine. They try to control the possession, unfortunately, for the her intention of the Maroons. The defenders clear away, giving the position to the midfields running over Gervier. Gervier just keep the ball, and now they could call a foul over there in the right far position. And number 26 doing legs for the Maroons. And now they're giving the throw in. I don't know exactly who's going to throw in because it's too far from my point of view. But there is number 12.
We know it's the Maroons, McKinney. So we at least know that.
Yeah, McKinney with two goals so far, and the goal score is 4-0. McKinney with the opportunity center. Easy to Ortiz, and now you can see she dives, roll over. McKinney is an amazing player. He's one of the tough players on the midfield and could be a general if you have grade over there. They let it bounce. Ortiz send it to the midfield and recovered by number 4.
Seven, oh, nice
doing
move.
A move. Yeah, what a move.
That was almost an ankle breaker in soccer.
Well, it's a wait because you can go and lost and found requesting what happened to that waist. And now the Maroons is doing the proper intention by the conduct of number 3. Wow, step the ball, continue with the possession, doing some legs, making crazy the defender of the Falcons and the Maroons. Now losing the ball. Gervier putting a little more pressure over there. Gervier is throwing in to number 11. She has the opportunity center, fired away, number 7, chasing the ball for the Maroons. And here comes the Falcons, one-on-one, doing the dribbles, continue with the possession, but the reaction of the number 7, Matisse, recovering the ball, passing to the number 11, that is Jamisinski. Open side, try to get to the girl that already has two goals, number 12, just barely push it. McKinney becomes a really threat.
Yeah, going for the hat trick.
To the Falcons. And now Ortiz is going to split the balls once again. Number 16 with the head of, with the hit with the back. And finally, I see an opportunity. Javier loses the ball, launches by the Falcons to the left side, far away from us. It's going to be so much complication. It's only three players on the box, and they take it away. They steal it. And now what a dribble for the defender of the Maroons. Clear away, so much easy. Getting to number 26, has the control over the midfield, a point to the number 12, like a commander, leading the team, going in front of them. And now they have Calamari nearest to number 12. Calamari with the opportunity, with a shot. What a shot! Oh, my God! Nearest to
the crossbar.
And doesn't call a goal. In my point of view, it was a goal. Oh, my goodness, what a shot. It was like, what, 30 yards?
That was impressive. Woo. That was impressive.
What a shot. Put it over the crossbar by Calamari, showing some skills. And now here it goes. The Falcons that really need to get calm. Number 23 tried to reach the ball, controlled by the number 17. That is Mackenzie Pebbles, giving to Donovan. Donovan once again to Pebbles. And Pebbles just running so easily. And now it's knocking once again by the conduct of Calamari. Calamari doing some foots, and there is a fault from Calamari. Call it against the Maroons. And the Maroons is knocking so hard, Eric. So hard with that shot.
Boy, that was something, man. I'm still thinking about that near miss on the crossbar.
Yep.
That was quite the shot attempt.
Let me tell you one thing. Another shot. Oh, my God. Ortiz showing off the skills, just touching with the hands, taking the control. And we have more substitutions by the Maroons.
Yeah.
Leaving the fields number 3, Moore. Number 12, that is McKinney.
And 27.
27, leaving the field to Calamari. Enter, and number 72 is leaving the Sydney Matthews into the field. I see number 25, first time on the game, Andrea Omeje. Omeje is taking the defensive spot, and I told you the less chances, the next changes. And now we have a header that Ortiz can control, and giving once again more pressure on the sides of the Maroons over the Falcons. You can see how hard both teams try to struggling. Defensively talking, the Falcons is struggling, and oh, there is a foul over there. It wasn't an intention to foul her, but they taken sent to the grass, and they calling a foul, and it's going to cover number 17 on the right side. Mackenzie Pebbles taking that shot. And warning, this could be the 5 goal if they could send a good center into the middle to the box. Here comes the center to the box. No, that was awful. So sorry for that. And here comes some more substitutions for the Falcons. Unfortunately, I have no idea who are those three players coming in and coming out, because I can see it. The stripes with their blue and white and the red color of the numbers, I can see it. Now I know this is number 11 going from defending to offensive, and the number is Tomic. Now, once again, the Maroons against the number 26. 26 into the right side. They get at a corner kick to the Maroons. 24 minutes remaining on the second half. The Maroons is really, really smashing the Falcons 4-0, and could be more goals, Eric.
It definitely could be. I mean, there's still, like you said, 24 minutes left to go here in the second half.
And you can
and
see.
And the Maroons have been pressing pretty much all second half.
And you can see now the Falcons only have one player in the circle of the midfield, and all the others is defending. And the Maroons just lift a defensive play. And here we comes the breakaway. No, it's going to be cut. It. Yeah, it's so complicated. 3-1 is so complicated. Nobody helped her for the Falcons. And now you can see how good they are playing, the Maroons. Number 25, open, try to connect in the middle, and the number 11 continue with the shot in the box, and they give it away, a corner kick. Yes, it is.
Ortiz went going for that ball there for a minute, but eventually went out of bounds.
Yep. This is another opportunity for the Maroons. I don't know what's happened because I can see what's going on, but you can see how they make a line just in the penalty point, the Maroons, and they are moving inside the box. Everybody's moving. They have dancing partners, and there is a headed. It's outside or it's inside? Oh, it's outside.
Outside. I thought the same thing.
Yeah. I think that's a fifth goal, but no, it was like a tricky illusion. And here comes more substitutions. I can guarantee, Eric, when they start in the minute 5, there will be many substitutes taken on the field for both teams, showing some skills. Entered to the field by the Maroons, number 14, in the first time, Bree Fadden is on the field. Now, the Maroons try to get the connection. Fadden, first time she touches the ball, almost there, but unfortunately for her, the defender from the Falcons just get before her and given another corner kick, and once again, is going to take the dancer's partner in the penalty point spot, and let's see how it goes. I like that formation. It's like a line, and everybody moving in different ways, and you can see there is two Falcon girls in each post, and Ortiz, that is the goalkeeper, remains in the middle of both. There goes the center, and all hit the post! What a day! What a day by Ortiz! Ortiz is so lucky. She's so lucky. Number 16 could shoot it, still with the dribble, getting into the box, going back. I don't know what's happened. The ball is over there. I don't know who has the control. Number 14 with the shot! Stopped
by Ortiz!
Yes, indeed. Amazing.
That was point blank, Sergio.
Yeah. I told you, Ortiz is saving the Falcons to get more goals into the score. And what a reaction. And you must be taking time. Remember, you have 6 seconds to clear that ball. And she's doing the proper way that the goalkeeper must be doing. And she launches far, far the ball to the midfield. Caught it by the defender of the Maroons. And now the Maroons has the opportunity by the number 25, open to the left side, taking deep, deep inside, try to reach a center. The ball's going out, that there's going to be a throw-in cover by the number 25. Another substitution coming in for the Maroons. And
yeah, it's a good idea. I mean, when you got a score like this, especially when it's early in the season, you want to get all your players some playing time. And this is a good opportunity to
yes.
do that.
Mackenzie Pebbles leaving the field. Substitution by the Maroons. I can see the number. And now number 25, Andrea Omehe, throw in the ball. And it's into the box and just a center that finished to the side of the net.
Yeah, right off the side, as you said.
And I can see the girl is coming in. It's on a defense in the middle. But we're going to see it because the ball is going to be straight to her. Ortiz is going to split once again the ball with a kick. No? He goes to the left side. 23 headers by the team of the Maroons. And now she gets the ball, the possession, open to the right side, far away from us. And the Falcons are struggling to clear away the ball. 23 recovers for the Maroons. Once again, 26 struggling to recover, going deep to the right side, into the box with a dribble, with a center. And miscommunication between the goalkeeper and one of the defenders. The ball still there. Number 23 with the chance. She kicked the ball. Good intention, bad execution. The ball's going far away from the goalie. And the score remains 4-0 so far. 90 minutes, 41 seconds remaining on the second half. And the Falcons is really struggling to stop receiving more goals. Ortiz kick it away. Not too much power on that one. Trinito Tolueno, that is TNT, she's missing to the kicker away. And the Maroons is defending and putting pressure with 3 players. 23 tried to send the ball back to number 16. 16 launches to number 26, caught it by the defender. Unfortunately, the rebounds go to the Maroons. The shot could be in this moment. Send it to the box. And the shot, and Ortiz in 2 times
wow.
to stop it. First using the hands, and then just collected the ball like you collecting some stamps, right? Well, that is the easy way for the Ortiz showing some real skills by the Falcons. If I was the coaches for the Falcons, say, my goalkeeper is so good that now I need to work with my defenders and a midfield to get the connections to start scoring goals. In the other side, the coach for the Maroons must be happy because they're winning 4-0, and I don't see any response. Finally, the Falcons launches to Tomichi. Tomichi can't get it because she doesn't expect the balls going to her.
Yeah, I was just going to say, our friend Tomic has joined us on this side again. Now she's playing in a forward spot.
Yep.
So that's one number we can recognize on the, on the Falcons.
And the number 9 or 8 that is defending. The Maroons sending away to the midfield, sending the deep pass, missing the connection. And once again, here comes the Maroons with the opportunity. Oh, they are stealing with the defense, clear away, trying to get with Tomichi. Tomichi against the number 25. And there is two hits. And you can hear the fans say, no, it wasn't a foul from the fans of the Maroons. The referee already called it. The foul was over Tomichi. And now they're open to the right side, nearest to us. The ball's going out. And Tomichi looks like a little tired. And
I think she hurt her hand on that collision there.
The wrist, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's not too complicated, too tough. And now we have another substitution leaving the field, number 26. And now enter to the field on the Maroons, I think, is number 17, I think. I'm not really sure. But the Falcons recover the ball in the three quarters, send it to Tomichi. This is going to be a fight between number 25 and 11 for the Falcons. And guess who wins? Omehe wins this battle on the defense. But the Falcons is finally reaching over, moving the files a little forward to finally score. Number 3 stepped the ball, tried to get the connection, and that's going to be the battle of the day. Tomichi against Omehe. Tomichi against Omehe. And finally, Tomichi can send the ball in, but they lose it and recovered by the number 9. Doing some legs. What a speed. Sending to number 13. Let's see. This is amazing. The speed of both players sending to the box. The center is finally caught by the defense of the Falcons. Putting a lot of pressure. What a performance by the Maroons so far. Showing the way, properly way to play in this game. Even you're winning 4-0 on the second half. 16 minutes remaining, and they'll still pushing forward to score more goals. Send it to number 13, that she barely touches the ball, sending a weak shot, easy shot by Ortiz.
Yeah, but it's still on net, forces the goalie to have to do something with it, the goalkeeper, so not a bad idea.
Yep, Gerbier, first she was playing as a defender, now she's a striker on the forward, you're going to call it Gerbier, doing the effort, recovering by the team of the Maroons, number 23, doing the same. Open widely to the right side. And now let's see if they dribble inside the shot. That could be a goal. Oh, my goodness. That is amazing shot. Good intent on Forley going over the crossbar, making Ortiz stepping back. And you, if you are close up, you can see their face struggling to see. No, their goal inside of my goalie, please. With that shot, amazing performance. And now the Maroons is making more options to increase the advantage already has it. And the team of the Falcons, I don't see how they can stop them. Javier with a long recovery, going deep to the right side, center perfectly. Ortiz cutting, they left the ball. Well, but he
fell
recovers.
Out of her hands are a good recovery by Ortiz, yeah.
I want to see how tall he is. Ortiz is 5'2". He's not too tall, but he's too good for playing that position. And now Omehe is going sent back to guess who? Oh my goodness. Donovan, that I haven't called it entire game.
That should tell you about how this second half has gone for the Maroons.
Yeah. The Maroons has been over the place, putting a lot of pressure. Tomichi tried to get over Omehe. Omehe wins this battle again. And now Omehe has the control of the ball, sending back to the number 16, that she runs a little more. Gervier, send it to number 14. That is an option. There is a fault. No, there is not calling a fault. Yes, it's a call. And that could be the first yellow card of the game. No, the referee is not giving that yellow card.
Nope.
the foul was over number 14 of the Maroons, Bree Fadden. And who's going to take care of this free shot? Number 23, Claudia Hodgetts. And you can see Ortiz is putting only three persons on the barrier, moving to the left. And they give it one step up, because the referee says it's not in the proper size. Here comes number 23 with the shot, and it's going to be over the crossbar. It's still knocking the door. 13 minutes, 20 seconds remaining on the second half. 4-0. It's winning the Maroons. So far, so good the game by the Maroons. The Falcons is doing an amazing job defensively talking, because on offensive, we can't talk too much. We have seen too much offensive for the team. Tomichi doing the effort, recovering that ball, a point going outside. But you can see the Maroons is doing the pressure. And finally, they say the Maroons touches giving the throw in for the Falcons. Number two, open wide, trying to change size. But the pressure for the Maroons is too much for the Falcons. Now, Falcons in the left side, far away from us. And finally, see an option doing some legs. But the defense of the Maroons is so accurate, sending to Donovan, that finally Donovan is wake up. And Jarvier, here comes Jarvier, sending, running to the middle, doing some legs. Once again, center so far, an easy way that Ortiz just going for the ball. And here goes again, another kickoff for the Falcons. Do you like what you've seen so far for the Maroons?
I've loved it from the Maroons. I mean, they've just been continuing to put on the pressure. Obviously, from what you're seeing here, it's just the Falcons are outgunned right now. They're running out of gas. And the other thing is you have to keep in mind is that the Maroons have been able to go deep into their bench. So they have some fresh players out on the field as well. So that definitely helps when you're looking at the pace of play. The Maroons are a little charged up here.
Well, here goes once again deep the Maroons. And I'm going to tell you who's going to be the next scheduled games. First, 9 of September at Illinois Wesleyan at 11 a.m. Then the 13th will be receiving the Carroll, Wisconsin at 7 p.m. right here. Then 16th going to visit at MSOE at 4 p.m. And the 20th, Carthage will be the team to beat right here on the University of Chicago. The Maroons on the conduct of Jarvier, doing effort, and you can see there is a lot of pushes, and the shot over the crossbar. Yeah, what a shot.
Crossbar shot.
Yeah, and the number 14 has the opportunity. What a reaction by Ortiz, but what a shot. You can still feeling or hearing how the crossbar is still moving and shaking for that impact. Oh, my God. You can see that too many oftentimes. Two shots over the crossbar. What a lucky by Ortiz. I've been calling to you, a goalkeeper without luck. He's not a goalkeeper.
Yeah.
So let's see if they take in a short way. You can see that I have three players nearest. Omehe, number 14, that I think she was the girl that doing that shot. And now the corner kick is on the penalty shot. And Ortiz showing, asking it's mine, saying the ball is mine, getting that. And what a performance by Ortiz. Believe me. If it wasn't for her, the Maroons will be easily winning this game by 6 or 7 goals. 9 minutes, 56 seconds remaining on this second half, and the Maroons is pushing forward, stepping the gas pedal to finish, and now he's going to try to take advantage. No, there is a substitution. Oh, my God. No.
Goalie substitution.
Well, I feel terrible because Ortiz is doing an amazing job.
Well, but the game's out of hand, so it's not like, it's a key moment in the game. I think it's the right thing to do. You get your backup goalkeeper some action here, so I think it's a good decision.
Sterkel taking the spot of Ortiz, that she's doing an amazing job with the number 0. Unfortunately for Ortiz, you can see the coach is just giving a hug, saying, you was amazing. That's what I think she's saying. Or he's saying to her, you do an amazing job, unfortunately, your job is done so far. 9 minutes remaining. Let's see how it goes to the goaltender, Sterkel. that is a little more tall is 5'8".
Yeah,
right?
That's 5'8", so that's what,
six
inch difference.
Yeah, that is why, because the coach, I think that the goalkeeper will be more easy to touch the crossbar, avoiding another goal from the top. And we have a girl that is lying on the grass. Here comes the medical department to check her. I couldn't see what happened because in the shot is a big tree. But as far as I can see, maybe it's an ankle, I'm guessing.
Oh, it's Tomic.
Tomic, well. And now...
Yeah, number 11, yep. Alexandra Tomic, she's down. She was hobbling even before that. Remember, she had the issue with her hand. And now, then she came up a little bit lame. I thought she was either cramping up or something. But now it looks like they're looking at her... It looks like her knee, her right knee. I know you can't see it in this camera angle. You'll just have to trust us, folks.
Well, this is what best thing could happen to the Falcons, because they're breaking the move of the moment of the, yeah, she's limping. You can hear the crowd clapping, and she's done for the game.
Yeah, she's playing. And again, during this second half, she converted up to forward, so after playing defense, so... I just think she just didn't have much left in the tank. She's pretty nicked up right now, so good idea to get her off and get some ice on that knee. And
trying to avoid that breaking of the meniscus, because every time you see somebody limping, there is two options: the meniscus or the knee. So hopefully we hope. She's only receiving
a hug. She's able to walk on her own power. You're right. It could be the meniscus. But, let's just say it might be sprained at this point. And,
yeah.
From there.
Yeah. It's only receiving the smash. Now the Maroons open wisely. There's a chance. And they shot on first attempt. And I can see the reflex of Sturkel, that is the new goaltender by the Falcons. And let's see how they kick the ball. I like it.
You know what? And... another reason why I like substituting the goalies, not only to get her some playing time, but the Maroons have been attacking all half long.
Yes.
So you're not just getting her garbage time, you're getting her quality playing time, in the sense that the Maroons are going to be pressing.
Well,
so she's going to face some shots on goal. So you want to face some, for lack of a better term, some live bullets.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I want to see how fast you get connected with the flow of the game, because it's so much complicated, like I've been told you early. When you substitute so many, you do so many substitutions, the people get in, they are not in the flow of the game. Like now, the Maroons is taking the advantage. Number 9 has a lot of potential with the skill, the dribble, to Jacques with a shot. Oh, my God. Second attempt, and so far, Sturkel showing some purple skills. Even she was surprised by the ball going a little more far. She thought the ball is going to be, and she controlled it so much easy. Kick it away, and now Emme sent the ball.
Got to work on that goal kick a little, though, I think.
Yeah. But I think Donovan is worrying, because she doesn't touch the ball too much.
No, you're right. I think we've said her name maybe a couple times during this whole second half.
5 times.
Yeah.
And that is why, because this fifth time I saw her doing nothing. But Gervais stepped the ball, do a 360, send into the middle. This is a chance by the number 9 with the dribble. Oh, easy shot. Easy shot by Kermel. Sturkel controlling it now, sending with a throw with the arm. And I like now these changes of the goalkeeper. Like you said, Eric, I give you that. It was a good change for the Falcons. Now, the Maroons taking more pressure over the midfield, doing a connection between 9 and 11. And now the Falcons just clear away for a second, giving some breath to the defense in the midfield, and they get a throw in. Unfortunately for the person of the Falcons, is 4 players against 1 striker, and nobody gets hurt or nearest to her. And they already lose the ball, recovered by the number 23, sending jumping lines to number 11, making do some legs, and she got it in the right side, far away from us. Send the centers to Germain, and Gervais couldn't reach it, but Sturkel grabbed it and taking the time. 5 minutes, 50 seconds remaining on the second half, the Maroons is beating 4-0 of the team of the Falcons of Wisconsin, Concordia, Wisconsin University Falcons. Now, the Maroons openly, wisely, with the number 15, recovering some moving, and they launches losing the connection, and Eme will do the honors. Number 25, Omehe, doing the honors, throwing in to number 14, this one sending to the middle to the number 9, and Jarvis sending to the number 23, if I'm not mistaken. No, it's not 23, I can see, the 3 doesn't let me see, going a center, and Jarvis has the opportunity. They shoot it and block it by the defense, another corner kick, and once again, let's see how it goes. I want to see the performance of Sterkel on the first corner kick, because the Maroons being so accurate doing the play, and now you can see Jarvet little pressure on the post, and another player from the Maroons in the midline of the goal, and the rest of the offensive player from the Maroons is nearest to the penalty spot, doing soft movement. The center is into the box, far away, going side by side, doing some legs by the number 19. She reached the ball, continue with the possession, sending to the box, and now the Falcons clear away, giving some breakaway with opportunity 2-on-2, but the number 15 by the Maroons recover it, sending back to the number 19, giving back to 50 to the right side, continue with the possession, 4 minutes 10 seconds remaining on the second half, almost this game is done, but let's see if the Maroons could open or increase the advantage. Gervais doing some legs, and unfortunately for her, the defender caught the ball, and now they're clear away, and they have the throw-in for the Falcons. Jarvis, she was the last person to touch that ball, and now here goes once again. The Falcons throw-in, bad connection, recovering the ball, sending and caught it by the number 15, and the number 23 receiving the rebound, now open to number 9 in the midfield. She can a lot of space. Jarvis controlling. Jarvis stepped the ball, open to the wide side of the right, and now send to the center to the box. It's going to miss confusion. Number 11 has the shot to the crossbar. My goodness. Third
time.
Is that the
third or fourth crossbar today?
Yeah, the fourth in the entire game. The third time in the second half.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Doesn't matter if you put it Ortiz or Sterkel. The Maroons is shooting nearest to the crossbar by the number 11. What a shot by Katie Jaminski. What a shot by Jamisinski, what a shot. My goodness. I don't know you, Eric, but I love these kind of situations because you are on the edge of the benches just watching what's coming next after that crossbar for the third time. And Jamisinski with a header, and the ball just slipped away. 2 minutes, 40 seconds remaining. What a match today. It's a beautiful day, a Wednesday evening that you can enjoy. It's not the perfect weather, but it doesn't start raining.
Well, it might even be perfect for soccer. It's not hot.
But it's a little more cold than used to be.
Yeah, but when you're out there running around, I don't think you're feeling it like this. Remember, we're announcing, so.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, you can feel, if you're receiving a hit by the ball with this weather,
yeah,
it hurts just
that,
even
right.
You are announcing or playing. Here comes number 9. Send it to number 11. This is another opportunity. A center to the middle. Oh, they missed. There was the fifth goal over the Maroons. Unfortunately for the Maroons, they miss it up. And they clear away. And they have a kickoff by Sterkel. They request the ball. 1 minute, 44 seconds remaining. What a game we show. And we attend. Amazing. No many fouls. No yellow cards. A lot of goals. A lot of effort. What else you can request for a game? Well, maybe a more even, right? But
yeah. But aside from that, you're right.
You can get it all the times. Number 15 recovering by the Maroons. The ball's going out, giving the possession to the Falcons.
Don't adjust your television set. Those are orange cleats she's wearing. So
yeah, yeah.
Those stand out. I think that was the plan.
Yeah. And there is a misconfusion between Jarvis and Jamisinski. 60 seconds remaining on the second half. this game is already done, just waiting. Gervais stepping the ball, good launches. Yes, he's doing, trying to connect with Jamisinski. Jamisinski with a pass to the left side, and now the number nine. Oh, she missed into the box. 42 seconds remaining, and this has been amazing game broadcasting. It was a pleasure broadcasting and calling the game. I'm Sergio Venegas with Eric Willowit, and now we are waiting for the final whistle that ends this game. So far, so good. The team of the Maroons by the conduct of Gervais, and now the number nine is into the box. This could be the last goal of the game. Yes, no, the ball still out, going out center. Gervais has the opportunity. Now, my God, it's an offside, doesn't count. 5 seconds, and the game is already done. What a game, what a performance. Correct, Eric?
It was a dominant performance, yes, by the Maroons, the women's soccer team here. 4-0 final. And again, it was 2-0 at the end of the first half. And again, that second goal I thought was so key, because had the Falcons only been down one goal at the end of halftime, you know, it could have been a different story. Maybe they would have pushed a little harder. Maybe they would have pushed to play a little harder. But no, that wasn't the case. They took a 2-0 lead, the Maroons did, going into halftime, and then they just kept it on. It could have been 5-0, 6-0, 7-0 with all those crossbar shots.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, to be accurate, it could be 8-0, because we have four crossbars, one in the first half and three in the second half.
Right.
So if they were accurate, it could be transforming in eight goals. But that
doesn't
happen.
Any final thoughts?
Well, I see a good team from the Maroons, very good balance between defensive and offensive, and now have this 3-0, and I think this will be an amazing season for the Maroons.
So Falcons. Why don't you talk about what's their next game? When's the next home game for the Maroons?
Home game will be 13 against the Carroll of
Wisconsin. Okay, 7 o'clock on the 13th. That is a Wednesday night. So make sure you have plans to be here or watch it on the Maroon Sports Network. Well, Sergio, it's been a great game. We'll get ready for the next one for the next time. So until then, Sergio Venegas, Eric Willowit saying so long from Stagg Field. Again, final score, University of Chicago Women's Soccer 4 and Concordia University of Wisconsin 0. The Maroons move up to 3-0 on the season. Thanks for joining us on the Maroon Sports Network, and we'll see you next time.